Astrocartography without the fatalism. Field coupled lines as invitation, not destiny. Field note number 5, July 2026. Traditional astrocartography draws lines across the globe where your planets are on the ascendant. Stand on a line, the theory goes, and that planet's energy is amplified. It's a beautiful idea, but it's also fatalistic. You either live on a line or you don't. The lines are fixed. Your fate is written in geography. The scalar flower does something different. Explore your astrocartography. See your field-coupled power places on the globe. What astrocartography gets right. The intuition behind astrocartography is sound. Place matters. Where you stand affects how you feel. What opens up, what closes down. The problem is the mechanism. Traditional astrocartography says Mars is on your ascendant in this location, so you'll feel Mars there. It's a simple one-to-one mapping, planet plus angle, high-sacrifice location. But your chart is not a collection of points. Your chart is a field, a wave interference pattern created by all 12 planets interacting. What the scalar flower does differently. In the scalar flower, your astrocartography is not about single planets on angles. It's about where your field resonates most strongly with the Earth's field. We compute the intersection of your field structure with the Earth's field, the magnetic, gravitational, and electromagnetic environment of each location. Where the two fields reinforce, you get a power place. This is not Mars is strong here. This is your field as a whole is most coherent here. It's a completely different reading of the geography. Invitation, not destiny. Here's the key difference. Traditional astrocartography says you must live on this line to feel this planet. The scalar flower says these places resonate with your field. Visit them, spend time in them, and notice what opens. The first is a pronouncement. The second is an invitation. Real. The scalar flower's astrocartography computes field intersections using the same mathematics as the chart reading. The field is computed from planetary positions. The Earth's field is modeled from geomagnetic data. The intersection points are computed, not intuited. Arch, the structural inference, a field-coupled map is not a collection of single planet lines. It is a map of where the whole field is most coherent. This coherence is a property of the field structure, not of individual planets. Interp, what does it mean if a place resonates with your field? It means something in the geography, the magnetic field, the tectonic stress, the water patterns, the electromagnetic environment, aligns with the pattern of your chart. It's not a command to move there. It's an invitation to explore, to notice, to feel what the place does when you stand in it, how to use it. The scalar flower's astrocartography is not a relocation tool. It's a curiosity map. When you visit a power place, notice, how do you feel there? What opens, what closes? Compare, and how does it feel to stand on a power place versus a non-power place? Trust your experience. The map is an invitation, not a command. If a place feels wrong despite being on a line, trust your body. This is the difference between fatalism and invitation. The lines don't tell you what to do. They say, here's a place that resonates. Explore it, notice, decide for yourself, verify it yourself, the scalar. Flowers' astrocartography computes field intersections from real geomagnetic data and your natal field. Explore your power places and notice how they feel. Compare a power place to a non-power place. The map is an invitation. Trust your direct experience. Scalar flower.